iowatalkradio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Becky Baylor.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
What the hell's that noise?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, there were three of you. Who's the other guy?
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling with your hosts, Tim Stein.
Anything goes wrong, I call abort. Everybody walk away.
Heartbreak Mike.
Hey, I'm the flavor of the month.
The Omega.
An unreliable fellow is out of call, constantly late.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Can we get a cappuccino machine in here?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries. Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
I've been high. I've been low. Traveled down every single road. I've been loved. I felt pain.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Who? So, we've been missing a few things in the world of professional wrestling. When at the time when it's been pretty chaotic, so I think we do have a few things to talk about. So we're going to get to that, though. I believe we're down one this evening.
Yeah, you're down one.
Yep.
Mike taking the night off for personal reasons.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a week for some of us. So let's just get on with it and get to some wrestling. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, might have a producer chiming in once in a while. But hopefully providing a little bit more stimulating conversation than that, the one and only Tim Stein.
You really expect a lot out of me on a Sunday, don't you?
Well, I expect you to talk. I don't know if that's a high standard.
Especially when you do it once a month.
Yeah, in some cases it could be. You never know. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live, this week only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you very much for tuning in. A note to all of our Canadian listeners, and we got a shit ton of them, partly because I'm a Canuck. Tomorrow.
Wait. You're Canadian?
Only second generation.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Grandma and Grandpa escaped the excited states and moved to Canada, yes.
Tim Stein is Canadian. Wow.
I wasn't told this before I signed up.
Nobody knew. It was a secret. Yeah, right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Just a special note for our Canadian listeners. Don't forget, tomorrow at 11:11 a.m. your time, remember to take some time out for Remembrance Day here in Canada, where we honor our veterans of the Royal Canadian Armed Forces, those who sacrificed so we could have the freedom to bitch and complain about absolutely anything we want to, including what's going on in wrestling.
It's also Veterans Day here in the U.S., so yeah.
It's a similar thing in the States, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Very similar. Not the same, but very similar. You guys don't wear poppies down there, do you?
What's a poppy?
I don't know what that is.
What's a poppy? There you go. You're all familiar with the poem in Flanders Fields.
Sure.
If you're not, just admit it. That's fun. I don't expect you
no,
to understand.
No, you've told me about it before. So yes.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. World War One. A soldier wrote a poem called "In Flanders Fields," and it's just a dedication to all of the fighting men and women who laid down their lives defending our collective freedoms. And every November. Leading up to a Remembrance Day in Canada, Canadians donate money to the veterans, and in return, they're given a poppy, which is a symbol of that poem in Flanders Fields, very, very, very covered in poppies, and this is our symbol of remembrance, and it shows that you support our troops and that you've donated to the veterans by buying a poppy. The other day I threw it on both my Twitters, so that I challenged all of my Canadian followers to do what I did. Take out a $10 bill and give it to a veteran in exchange for a poppy. And I'm proud to report that most have. So good on you. And don't forget to pay homage, as they say en français, to our veterans and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
So we just learned that Tim is French Canadian.
I am not French Canadian, but I do speak a little bit.
All right, so we have a French Canadian now on WTRS tonight. Good to know.
Bonsoir, Brad. Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue à Russell Talk Radio, dans World Talk Radio Network. www.worldtalkradio.com. You guys are all scratching your head like, what kind of insane gibberish is he doing? Well, that was French.
Really? Did not know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, to you it'll sound like insane gibberish. Don't even get started on the French versus English.
Opposed to the other things you speak.
Exactly. Don't even get started on the insane ramblings between the French and the English up here in Canada. It's war, baby.
Tell me about it, Tim. Tell me about it.
No.
Why not?
We don't have time. If you want to find out, follow me on my politically incorrect and proud of it Twitter at Voicing Sanity.
Maybe. I don't know.
There you go, cheap plug. I don't know how we came around for me being able to shill my Twitter, but that was cool. anyway, let's just dive into it. We're not going to have an overly long show tonight, but we are going to try to catch up. Starting Omega, let's examine the follow-up from the Saudi Arabia show. That was a bit of a cluster, wasn't it?
It's a dumpster fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So their flight was delayed, leaving Saudi Arabia, resulting in almost the entire roster missing that Friday night SmackDown.
Yeah, the official story is that they had a fuel line malfunction.
Do you want to get into the unofficial story?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Because apparently they also tried to charter an extra flight. Some of the talent took it upon themselves to charter another flight to get to get out of the country faster. That one also malfunctioned.
Ironic, isn't it?
Conveniently so.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but I'm not buying the official story.
No, not with two plane failures back to back involved. That gets a little bit suspicious.
And it's kind of sort of Vince's fault.
Isn't it always?
Well, didn't the live feed in Saudi start an hour late?
Supposedly, yes. I wasn't there, so.
Yeah, we're assuming it started an hour late based on news reports. Now here's the thing. Unofficially, the reason it started late is because certain amounts of money had yet to be paid to WWE. Vince got pissed off and said, fine, we're not doing this until we get our money. The royal family, the Saudi, what is it, the Saudi prince, or is he the king now?
I think it's still the prince who's been running this.
Okay. He decided that the plane should have a malfunction as a result, in retaliation. Now, Vince had already left the country by this time when this all went down. Needless to say, the talent isn't too thrilled about having to go to Saudi to begin with.
No, like, most don't like the trip in the first place, and then you throw that little fun trip into it.
Yeah, not to
We've managed to have a second plane ride from hell.
Yeah, not to bring up the political side of it, but this is part of the unofficial story. A lot of the talent are nervous about having to perform in Saudi Arabia because of certain events happening with a journalist in Saudi Arabia a few months ago, earlier this year. I don't want to get into detail and in depth. If you want to find out exactly what I'm referring to, you know, Google is your friend. Google it. Just type in reporter Saudi Arabia murder and the whole story will come up.
Even though that's pretty much it.
That's essentially, yeah, without getting into extreme detail, that's detail. But a lot of the talent are extremely nervous as a result. And here's the situation. We saw it a few years ago with a certain former member of the WWE who happens to be of the same sex persuasion when they went to the Middle East. You remember this story, Omega?
You'll have to refresh me. It's been a day here.
A former WWE superstar was excluded from a trip to the Middle East because of his sexual preference, which is not the right way of saying it.
Because of his sexuality.
There, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Yeah. It's not, okay, let's clarify. Being gay is not a preference. It's not a choice. You're born that way. That's all there is to it. I don't really care. Some people are a little bit more uptight about it than others. In Canada, we don't care who you sleep with as long as you watch hockey.
What if they don't watch hockey? Then you make a preference or?
Well, no. See, if you don't watch hockey, when you get beat up, it's not because you're gay. It's because you don't watch hockey. I'm not being serious. A long, long time ago, a former Prime Minister of Canada said that politics has no business in the bedroom of Canadians. And without directly saying it, he basically said it doesn't matter what your sexuality is. It's nobody else's business. And Canadians have lived that way since the 70s. Very enlightened country in some respects, don't you know?
Yeah, you get it right in some respects, yes.
Yeah, and thank you very much in some respects. Anyway, there are superstars on that roster. I'm not going to name names, but I will tell you right now, there are superstars on the current WWE roster who are still not out. And it's a very, very serious, very scary situation going into a Middle East country where homosexuality is not only illegal, it can get you thrown off the top of the tallest building of whatever city you happen to be in. And this is not a shot at any particular religion or belief or country or whatever. Every country has its own laws. When you go to that country, you've got to respect their laws and abide by their laws, not by your own country's laws, because you're not in your own country anymore. So all of that combined, it makes a lot of the stars a little bit edgy, which, to tell you the truth, I'd feel a little bit nervous myself, especially if I'm sitting on an airplane and then I get told, yeah, we're not going anywhere because apparently there's a malfunction with the plane, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a sad fact of life that in certain parts of the world, politics, and believe me, this is all, this whole thing, this whole fallout from the Saudi show is politics. It's just a sad fact of life that sometimes it rears its ugly head. But something good did come out of the Saudi Arabia show, Omega.
I mean, something came out. We're glossing over more of the details, but like we missed the part where Vince has announced that they're extending it.
Oh, no, we haven't gotten there yet. We didn't miss that. We just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, then why did you jump topics? Why are we moving? Why did you give me the transition?
Oh, no. I was just, this is the aside before we move on.
No, this is the aside?
This is the aside. It's the historic moment.
Okay.
First ever women's match in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. So that's two things out of the Saudi show that came out good.
Yeah. I'm going to let you get to the other good thing.
Okay. That's what I thought. Wait, see, jump and shout. Oh, right. Like when WWE talks like historic event, you know, it's usually like we added one extra man to this match, but this was legitimately historic and important.
Hugely. And can you think of two more deserving women to face off against each other?
I mean, one was Lacey Evans, so yes.
Okay, you can think of one more deserving woman.
Like, Natalia definitely deserves it.
Absolutely. And, you know, not to sound biased or anything like that, but I would have put Charlotte Flair in there with her.
I mean, WWE really likes feathers in caps. So, like, and Charlotte's got plenty of those. She doesn't need something like this.
Yeah, true. This is true enough.
It's like, that's something they can, like, put on. That's the asterisk in Lacey Evans' career right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, one of the, you know, participating in the first women's match in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't have had Becky Lynch as her opponent.
No, because a woman walking around calling herself a man in Saudi Arabia would not go over well.
Not at all. Half of the people that would be against it would point out that, you know, okay, she's a woman, she is not a man. No, it's not good. And the other contingent that would be against it. Now, I'm not saying everybody over there would have been against it, but there's a faction that would be. But the other half would see the homosexual connotation there.
Yeah. Or I guess the transgender connotation into that.
That, you know, that ties in with the LGBTQ WXYZ factor, yeah.
Yeah, really don't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I've got a lot of friends who are gay and they love when I do that because they think it's funny as shit.
Anyway,
moving on. We can get back to the fallout and the bad stuff now if you want.
Sure.
Okay. You wanted to talk about Vince and how he's further pissed off the roster.
First off, Vince jumps his own plane and takes off and abandons the entire crew there.
Yep.
So already points against him. And when he gets back to the States, when everyone's pissed off over how badly this trip went, he announces they're going to keep going.
Until,
we've added a few years to the contract.
Yeah, how long did he extend it till?
2027, I think.
Can you believe that? Yes, it was 2027.
Jesus.
They're looking at another 8 years worth of Crown Jewel shows.
My God.
I don't know, next year are they going to call it the Green Kingdom?
Don't know.
Well, they probably could because they sure use a lot of green at those Saudi shows. Anyway, you're a WWE superstar, Omega, just for the sake of argument.
Sweet, I need a good paycheck right now.
There you go. And you're stuck on that plane for an extra 8 hours, I think it was. 6 hours or 8 hours or something like that.
Yeah, because Customs is a horror show over there, and they didn't want to leave the plane to go through it again.
Yep. So you finally take off and leave the kingdom. Upon your arrival in the United States of America, and you go through the nightmare that is American Customs, only to hear that you've got another 8 years of these shows to go. How you feeling?
How much does Cody Rhodes pay? That's what I'm feeling.
There you go. Hey, who do I... No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. That's bad even for me. Look at that. I must be growing up. I actually checked myself.
Oh my God.
I actually stopped myself from saying a really bad, unfunny joke.
He's maturing.
Growing old may be mandatory. Growing up is optional. And I don't want to grow up and I'm a Toys R Us kid.
And you can be because you still have them.
Does that place still exist?
There it does, mother.
We don't have Toys R Us here. The store's closed.
No, they still exist in Canada.
the Toys R Us in Calgary closed down like 3-4 years ago.
I mean, well, 3-4 years ago isn't when the company crashed. Like, they were still just clearing out, you know, they're still clearing out the business trying to make the whole thing, you know, profitable again.
Toys R Us was like the Sears of, kids stuff.
Yeah, like, Toys R Us is now like 100% Canadian owned. And they have to, now they're gonna have to work their way back into the US from the ground up.
That's amazing. That's kind of like Target when they tried to come into Canada. And before Target, Lowe's. Lowe's is back up here for the second time and they've actually established a foothold. They went and bought a lot of Canadian hardware stores called Rona. And then half of them got closed down. Because Lowe's is just, I don't know what it is. People just, they'll go to the Home Depot, but they won't go to Lowe's. Does that make sense to you?
Brand loyalty? I don't know.
Yeah, well, Home Depot busted their ass to gain consumer confidence in Canada here. And I admit it, I like going to Home Depot. Even though I can never find somebody to help me when I'm looking, when I'm trying to find something that I'm looking for. When
I'm there,
hey?
I mean, like, you already have Canadian Tires, so that's already two. Why do you need Lowe's?
Well, Canadian Tire isn't the same thing. Canadian Tire doesn't sell lumber and stuff like that, right?
Mm.
Yeah, they sell everything but tires. I'm kidding, they sell tires.
I would hope.
That just reminds me of my boss rebranding the store from Mattresses for Less to Furniture for Less because we now sell 10,000 pieces of furniture as opposed to 5,000. And I try to explain to him, you've established a brand identity. Don't change your name, idiot. Canadian Tire didn't change their name to Canadian Stuff and Things.
Yeah.
Which would have been funny. But if you've established the name, don't rebrand yourself if the name works. Kind of like, you know, when WWE bought ECW.
I was more thinking of TNA Impact or wherever it is this week.
Oh, what do they call that now? Yeah, TNA Impact, Impact Zone Wrestling or whatever.
I'll keep track.
I don't. Anyway. Oh God. So yeah, there's all of that from Saudi. You figure that we might see a few departures from the roster as a result of this?
The backstage news, the dirt sheet was a lot of people cannot wait for their contracts to be up.
If they are being forced to go back to do this damn tour.
Yeah, I'm sure for some it's not even the fact that, oh, we're gonna get shipped off to Saudi Arabia again. It's that this is just last straw. There's just too much bullshit going on and yep. I'm out. I'm done.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not picking on the Middle East. I'm not picking on Saudi Arabia. I'm not picking on Muslims. You know, none of that shit. I mean, I can't go to Lebanon and be left alone because of that TV series that I got involved in back in 2006. And plans are, I'm about to drop a minor bomb here, but the plans are for me to actually tour Lebanon with my buddy the Beast from the Middle East, Ali. He's putting together another series of shows to do live, and he's already tagged me to be his color, or to be his play-by-play guy, rather.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So in parts of the world, I'm a famous guy. You know, I'm a bit of a big deal. Maybe you heard of me, but only if you're in Lebanon. But the problem is the politics of this whole deal. It's not the deal itself. It's not the fans. It's not the country. It's not the people.
Yeah, here and make money is not the issue.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because right now in Canada, there's a lot of what we're calling social justice warriors who are super sensitive on other people's behalf. And if you sneeze the wrong way, they'll take offense to it because it didn't sound like a French sneeze.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's a really strange analogy, and it probably doesn't make a lot of sense to you being an American in Florida, but the Canadians and the people who come to Canada on a regular basis, they'll understand that. Like Team Chat in the chat room probably understands that, or the quintessential, but Yeah, where were we?
Saudi is hell.
Yeah.
Talents don't want to go back.
Yeah.
You don't believe the official story.
Yep. Vince, we talked about an historical moment or event.
Yeah.
Was there another one?
Well, I'm not sure historical, but we definitely had we definitely ended on a high note.
Yeah.
We have a new Universal Champion.
Oh God. We were bitching about this and we were complaining about this and we were saying, why the hell are they not pulling the trigger? They're burying Bray. Cut it out. Go ahead, Omega.
WWE, we accept your apology.
There you go. What are we talking about? Bray Wyatt is the Universal Champion and he took the belt to SmackDown.
I mean, for one, that's supposed to be like Elseworlds or like if you read Marvel, the What If series. It's like, we're going to tell a story in Saudi Arabia, but nothing of this is going to have any impact on what happens at home.
Yeah.
Nothing. This is going to be a house show with fireworks.
Yeah.
It did.
Swerve.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Little different this time.
And I'm good with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know of anybody who's not. Who's a wrestling fan anyway.
The Fiend ends up looking like an unstoppable god.
For a change, finally, which is what he should have looked like. But, you know, ultimately, this was the reason he didn't win the title at Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
They were waiting for the Saudi show to give the Saudi crowd something huge.
Was it? Cause I feel like they did the thing in the Hell in a Cell in the first place because Raw didn't really have any other credible heels going. Like, well, they had to have Seth fight somebody.
Yeah, but there are two storylines happening at the same time simultaneously because what happened to the WWE title?
I mean, well, yeah, Brock took it back to Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
Which,
cause he's going after Ray, who, basically destroyed Brock on Monday. Yay.
But I still feel like this is like a quick fix apology situation because you have Fox in control of SmackDown who wants SmackDown to be the big brand and they want the more recognizable sports stars, which is where you get your Tyson Fury showing up for no reason. It's why you have your, Cain Velasquez showing up. They wanted Brock, you know, because Brock's arguably the biggest star on that brand, on that roster right now.
Yeah. Well, the most recognizable cross-branded sports entertainment star.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, this was not a do-over. Here's the thing. It feels like an apology to the regular longtime WWE fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that. Ultimately, it's coming across that way. However, this was in the works for a while. This was the plan. But the problem with telling you that is you're not going to, because you don't know it ahead of time, you're not going to believe it after the fact because of the fallout from Hell in a Cell.
Yes. Cause even after the fact, like I really hate, like the way they were booking the Fiends, like this doesn't make sense. Like yep. you are wrecking a lot of what makes the Fiend special here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, championship win helps, but it doesn't change some of the things that they did in the process. So I'm hoping a lot of that gets swept under the carpet. I haven't heard them reference things like burning down the Firefly Funhouse since or anything like that. They seem to be, of course, Seth and Fiend separate brands. They seem to be like pushing off and getting on with both of their storylines separately.
Yeah.
Like, let's never talk about. Fiend's the champion now. The red belt is on the blue brand, which is probably not what they ever intended when they came up with that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this makes SmackDown interesting to me.
And that is what Fox wants.
I mean, they wanted the Fiend in the first place because it's, you know, it's the hottest thing going right now.
Yeah. Now, the problem with Fox getting into the wrestling business the way they have is you get certain executives who don't know wrestling thinking that the pageantry and the gimmickry and all the stuff that was really good in the 80s and early 90s that don't fly today will work again.
I am sure there's some old white executive at Fox who is looking at Bray and going, wow, Doink the Clown has really evolved.
I was about to give you shit for saying some old white executive like inverse bigotry. And then you pull out Doink the Clown.
Yeah, I do not reference the color unless it's actually going to be something like, that fits.
Yeah, it was ultimately funny is my point. But a lot of
it's always an old white executive that decides things like that.
Well, of course, because we all know on American network television, if it's not BET, all the executives are old and lacking pigment. Now, you see, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, we prefer Pantonally challenged.
There you go. Thank you. That was perfectly put. But, you see, the narrative, as far as WWE goes, is going to be dictated for quite some time now, albeit very passively, by the bigger network, which just happens to be Fox. Now, here's the thing. Because of the fallout of the Saudi Arabia show, SmackDown Friday night had to have a lot of emergency call-ups.
Yeah, they had to throw something together literally last minute and cobble together a show based on the few people who didn't go. You know, your Daniel Bryan, your Sami Zayn, people who have moral objection to what's going on over there. The women's roster, of course. I thought we were going to get like an all women's episode of SmackDown.
Which would have been interesting.
It would have been.
But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You want to talk about, like you said, literally last minute. Oh my God. Do you understand, how on the mark you are with that?
Oh yeah. I've read the reports. I've read the interview recaps.
The talent that they had called up from NXT and pulled in, literally arriving 5 minutes before showtime.
Yeah. Not arriving at the stadium, arriving in town.
Arriving in the city. What city was SmackDown held in? I can't remember. It's been 2 weeks now.
Yeah. I can't. Well, yeah.
Week and a half. But the plane touched down 5 minutes before they went live. It was in Buffalo. And, the saving grace is that, Buffalo is relatively small, for a city.
Yeah.
And the airport to the arena is like maybe, a 10 minute drive with no traffic.
Yeah. Well, they had a police escort to ensure they had no traffic.
Yep. They made it in like 5 minutes or something like that. They were just burning rubber.
Yeah. Yeah. The report was they barely had time to get Shayna Baszler in position for the run in.
She was like changing in the car on the way over.
And then, I can't remember his name. Who did commentary? Who they bring in for commentary for NXT?
Oh, who was it?
I'm
picturing him. I can't remember his name. Hey, producer, Pat McAfee.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, New Jersey Devils fan 68 in the chat room.
Yeah,
and, he had to massive shout out to you.
He had to pull in like the ultimate favor he could pull in, because he was a retired punter for the Colts, yeah. And he had to call his former boss and borrow the private jet to get to Buffalo.
Yeah, the Colts owner,
like. It was like there's something very big to take away here. And that is,
go ahead.
This show was put together at the last of last minutes. And it's one of the most interesting and best episodes of SmackDown I can remember.
You just basically stole my thought out of my head. It's not like we've done this webcast together for a while.
But here's the thing. Here's the twist.
Yeah.
This happens all the time because Vince throws out scripts and rewrites them an hour before the show.
Yeah.
And they come out like shit. This is where we have a lot of butt jokes and like Beavis and Butthead level humor going on in the show.
Because you Vince, know, as old as he is, hasn't grown up yet.
Yeah.
Pretty the much. Stuff, you think I'm bad.
Stuff in the 90s will still work today, right? It's still funny. It's...
No.
No?
Beavis and Butthead aren't funny anymore.
No. No, it's the Simpsons, it's the Simpsons memes. Like, am I out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
But here's the Triple H led show.
Yep.
Last minute.
Yep.
Literally everything last minute. Didn't even know what talents he would have when he went on the air.
Yep.
Phenomenal show.
Not only that, it saw a spike in ratings.
Well, I mean, they were coming off of the being preempted to FS1. So like the ratings were going to be much higher no matter what.
Yeah.
But like for what it was, there's brilliance in the episode. Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole tore the house down.
Yeah.
And the setup to that match, I hate Shawn Michaels for. Daniel Bryan in the back staring down Triple H because I'm looking for a fight.
Oh, it's not me.
You're looking for, yeah. So how about you and me, Triple H, one-on-one tonight. And
I'm in my suit. I don't have my tights here. I can't fight you tonight.
Shawn Michaels in the back, staring down Daniel Bryan, slowly taking off his sweater coat. Don't tease me like that!
You see, Shawn Michaels doesn't realize how big a mark for him you are.
No, like, that's the... One, you're right.
Yep.
Two, I've talked to the man and you're still right.
Yep.
Number two... That's the ultimate teacher versus student.
You do realize we are eventually going to get, before he gets too old, a Michaels versus Bryan match.
Hey,
this is all leading up to it, all of these different teases. Because this is not the first time we've seen that Shawn Michaels tease.
No, it's like, you know, no,
with,
like,
Dolph Ziggler too.
No, like when we had, I think Bryan versus Michaels is a far bigger tease than was Ziggler.
Oh, that's massively huge. That's, you know, to quote you, shut up and take my money.
Yeah, quoting Futurama.
Take words out of your mouth, at least.
Yeah. Shut up and take my network subscription.
Yeah. You book me a Daniel Bryan versus Shawn Michaels match. And if at all possible, I'm going to be there ringside.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want that match worse than I wanted all the other dream matches that we've ultimately gotten after talking about them for years.
Yeah. Like WrestleMania is in Tampa this year.
Yep.
That is literally the only match I would need to be told, and I would be buying the most expensive ticket I could afford.
Go find a scalper. Just make sure that you don't buy tickets to WrestleMania. That was a reference to the Goldbergs. I don't know if you saw it or not.
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't watch the Goldbergs?
No, no, I watched Bill for years. That was enough.
I'm not talking about Bill. There's no relation. TV show. I love
the
show.
No, there is relation. He's a recurring character.
Yeah, but he's not related to them. He's the brother to the
Bill Goldberg is related to the show. That's the joke.
I know that's the joke. I'm trying to blow it out of the water and you're not letting me. You're just rude. Use the creator code ROCKINSOCK if you want to see Daniel Bryan fight Shawn Michaels.
Oh God, no.
I couldn't help myself. Rocking his Fortnite with friends crap. Use the creator code ROCKINSOCK and I don't know, he makes money off of that or some shit.
Stole my title and then uses that to pimp out his creator code.
What a bastard, hey? So, but there was a carryover with the NXT invasion, hey?
I mean, by carryover, like, it's continued.
Yeah.
And it's continued in glorious ways.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, Adam Cole pretty much clowned both champions, you know, both, you know, two of your biggest stars.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually liked the direction they were doing with Seth Rollins, where he was kind of conflicted on what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's this little tease where he might go back to NXT, cause NXT, like, it's a different, like, the rules are different now. NXT is a brand on national television, and it's not like, it's not the junior division anymore. You don't get called up like you used to.
Well, they've had a few, main roster people go back to NXT now that it's a major network.
Oh, Finn Balor went bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Finn Balor being on NXT just because you're going from the Raw roster, the SmackDown roster back to NXT. Nowadays, that's not a step down. That's a lateral move.
Now. Yeah. And how many times have we said, like, that person never should have left NXT?
Yeah, they're building up NXT to be the third brand. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are going to say, well, they're already the third brand. Yeah, but they were the minor leagues for the longest time.
Yeah, you know? Because we were always still talking about moving up to the main roster. Well, now there is no minor roster. There is just the main roster.
Yeah, and they're successful with NXT. Where they failed with their version of ECW.
They set up their version of ECW to fail.
Well, yeah, they didn't give it back to Heyman to run.
Well, and they also booked vampires and zombies on the show.
Oh, we're different. We're ECW. We got zombies. Yeah, no, ECW had chairs and barbed wire. And oh my God, they had Joey Styles.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
One man commentary table.
Yeah. And why am I having a hard time remembering the name of the wrestler who literally taped his bicep back together? Sabu.
Taped everything back together at some point.
Yeah, literally, yeah. At one point in his career, he was literally being held together by spit and baling wire. Or, barbed wire.
I think he still is.
Yeah. So, I miss the original ECW. I mean, they had Lance Storm. The most exciting professional wrestler in decades.
I mean, yeah, they had this other guy who went by, who went by three initials that I liked better, but you know.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Not the guy that I marked out for most I'm just, of my.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if there are maybe three listeners who legit believe what I just said. Yeah, as much as I, have commented about you being a mark for, HBK, those aren't the three letters.
No.
No, RVD.
Yeah, somewhere in the archives, there's an hour-long interview because I couldn't stop.
Okay, see, here it is. And don't get upset because this is not insulting or any of that nonsense. But if Omega was gay and was born that way and he had a chance, of RVD and Shawn Michaels, who do you think he'd pick up?
Oh, I would take that frog splash.
That's his man crush. Everybody's got one. And he's, Omega, ladies and gentlemen, Omega is proud of that man crush.
Proud might be a stretch.
Between two guys. Oh my God, I actually got a Scrubs reference in there. Wow. I can't help it. In my opinion, Scrubs has got to be just about the most underrated TV show in the past 25 years.
I see a lot of love for that show.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't call it underrated.
Well, compared to, like, Friends, Scrubs is underrated. Friends was overrated. Scrubs is underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what's really cool? It's, you know, there's a match that I used to love, and I think you liked it, too, from WCW.
Uh-huh.
War Games.
War Games is always very cool.
NXT is putting together the first women's War Games match. You know, Omega, you're the one who brought this up. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
I mean, yes, NXT kind of on all cylinders right now, aren't they?
Hell yeah. It is becoming that stereotypical, quote unquote must see TV event.
Yeah. So in the latest iteration of NXT War Games, we have two War Game matches because as long as we're setting up the rings, we might as well get our time with them.
Yeah.
but we've got, we have a 4-on-4 women's match set up with Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Knox, and Mia Yim on one side, mm-hmm. Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and, TBA, which is not an initials. I think that is actually to be announced.
To be announced.
On the other.
Not yet finalized. Do you want to speculate on who it might be?
I'm not entirely sure. Like, to be honest, like, unfortunately, I haven't been able to keep up with NXT lately as mm-hmm. much as I used to. So, like, I wasn't aware Bianca, would be on the heel team.
Yeah. Well, we brought up Finn going back to NXT. I'm not saying this is what to be announced is going to be. I'm not telling you that this is it, but if it happens, I won't be surprised to see Asuka.
I would, considering she's one of the WWE tag team champions right now.
I still wouldn't be surprised. I'm just saying.
I mean, I could see an NXT return for someone from the main roster, possibly.
Does it have to be a permanent place?
True. The fact that that's the heel team, though, tells me it's not really going to be someone like, oh, wow, they're here. That's yeah. so cool.
Well, we'll find out in very short order, I think. So, when is this taking place?
Let's see. NXT War Games 2019 is November 23rd.
That's like right after American Thanksgiving, isn't it?
No.
No?
Thanksgiving is super late this year.
It's like
the 28th.
Oh, like American Thanksgiving is literally the day before Christmas this year.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
No. So, come to American stores. You'll think Christmas was already here.
Oh, my God. That means Black Friday's on the 29th. It's bad enough when you guys have Thanksgiving just after the 15th of November. And Black Friday lasts 3 weeks. I mean, Black Friday's just going to end just in time for Santa Claus this year. Seriously. Well, and here's the thing. Canada has jumped on the bandwagon. Canadian Thanksgiving was back the first Monday of October. But up here, we all look forward to American Black Friday because the sales in Canada mirror the sales in the States.
Oh, it's scary.
It is.
It's frightening. I have shops that I go to out of Japan that have Black Friday sales. Like, you don't have any bearing on this. This is based on absolutely nothing except everyone spends at the same time at this yep. point in the year.
So you might as well.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, but no, come back because we'll have Cyber Monday sales too. And some yep. don't have Black Friday. Some have Black Week sales.
Oh, I just need to, let Matt in the chat know. Yeah. Canada still has Boxing Day. And yes, we still have the incredible door crashing Boxing Day, they call it Boxing Week now. Because, you know, up to 80% off everything in store all week long for Boxing Day here in Canada.
Is that that how the commercial ends here in Canada?
Well, no, but because the majority of our listeners are American, I just thought I'd throw that in. See, I've got so many relatives living in Michigan. That's good and bad. I can remember being a kid and we'd drive, from Chatham in Ontario, through Detroit, which was always a thrill ride even back then, to places like, you know, Flint and Dearborn and, Lansing and all those places. And, it's cool to explore my immediate American roots, but the thing that really upsets me about my American relatives is they're all Seventh-day Adventists. Not a shot against you if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, but Jesus, if you're going to make a meatloaf, use beef, ground beef, and not ground acorns. All of my Seventh-day Adventist relatives are vegan. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They're that Seventh-day Adventist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, Michigan is only one state where I've got relatives. I got relatives in Montana, believe it or not, in Florida, in D.C., all over. Did I say California? There's some there. Yeah, my American roots run deep. Yeah, my brother Sheldon has dual citizenship.
Okay, anyway, so you just heard the results of his ancestry test.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I'm looking forward to finding out what they're going to be doing for the December 23rd Raw. Taping was canceled. They were going to tape Raw on December, I think, 17th or 16th or something like that. What was the date?
I can't remember because I didn't have this story pulled up.
Okay, yeah, no, this is something I'm throwing at you. December 16th was going to be a live show plus a TV taping because WWE was wanting to give the roster from December 22nd to December 26th off. And then SmackDown Live would be taking place live on December 27th. But I don't, for some reason it got canceled. The double taping. So.
I mean, there's production's been chaos lately. There's been like,
yeah.
Like with all the, like the wild card rule threw their house shows into a like absolute hysteria. They canceled a ton of them just because we just don't have anyone that we promised because they're all on Raw that week.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, getting back to, the December 23rd show, one thing that we could do, and if you're going to be in the area, seriously can consider getting tickets for SmackDown Live on December 20th, because it could be a double taping, and, you'd get, 5 hours of wrestling on that one ticket.
I mean, it is WWE wrestling, but you know.
Yeah, 5 hours of WWE.
But hey, it's like a WrestleMania. Kinda.
Yeah.
Except the same people will wrestle twice in one night.
Yeah. There you go. So, pay attention to that. What else would you like to cover tonight, Omega? We've run through our very short little, run sheet here.
Yeah, like that, I think that catches us up on the major stuff.
We promised people a short show tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately I have not had the chance to watch AEW's pay-per-view, which yeah, I heard was really brutal, but really enjoyable.
I want to, I've actually, got that, on demand ready to watch. I haven't had a chance to see it either. Of course, you know, working, not only am I doing my full-time job, I got hired by my landlord to, do a bunch of work for him. My upstairs neighbors got evicted. And they left the place a total disaster area, destroyed walls, destroyed door jams, and dishes left in the sink for 2 weeks that haven't been washed. It's just a nightmare. The nice thing about it is I'm going to have a lot of canned food to donate to the food bank. They had 11 cupboards full of dry goods. Canned.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, canned vegetables and beans and pasta and dry pasta in bags. Like, why does anybody go to a store and buy 7 jumbo family sized bags of macaroni at once?
I mean, it was on sale that week.
That's fine, you know. When I go to the store and Coca-Cola's on sale for $6.35 for a 24-pack, I buy 2 of them. I'm not going to buy 7 or 8 in one shot.
Yeah. Mac and cheese every day. Every meal.
But that's just the thing. They, for example, red kidney beans. I swear to God, I boxed up just in red kidney beans, 50 cans.
So let's see what we're talking about. We talked about Tim Stein's family tree, and now we're talking about his can collection.
Not my can collection, my neighbor's can collection. Would you pay attention? We're playing Fortnite. If you're not going to pay attention to the webcast, don't chime in halfway through.
I've been paying attention the entire time. I'm just, you know, we don't need to hear about red kidney beans.
Yeah, Fortnite with friends. Anyway, so I'm working,
use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Thank you very much.
God.
Do the thing. Use the, hey, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You subscribe for free here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Oh, blah, God.
Blah. So can we stop
running
boring
around all over Florida this week, Omega?
Yeah, that's why I didn't see AEW yet, cause I had one, Let's see, it was Friday. I was across the state in Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
And that took up most of the day. And then yesterday I was up in Sarasota for a medieval fair with a friend of mine.
Well, that's not that close to you.
No. So I think between the two, it was probably at least 8 hours in a car.
Did you drive yourself?
No, thank God.
You see, I wouldn't go if I couldn't drive.
No, like the only reason I was going was I didn't have to drive.
Oh, there you go. But as far as that goes, I'm not driving anywhere tonight because there's like snow on the roads and it's like I can tell you it's like minus 17, minus 18 Celsius here in Canada. Minus 18 Celsius, I don't know what that translates into Fahrenheit.
I don't either. They didn't even try to teach us.
You see, I should remember, but I don't remember because it was a long time ago. But that's like 0 degrees Fahrenheit right now. But with the wind chill, it's 15 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
So it's 15 degrees below zero.
Fahrenheit.
Ugh.
Essentially with the wind chill. In Celsius, it sounds a lot colder.
Coming up in 5 minutes, the traffic.
Because in Celsius, it's like minus 26 degrees. But here's the kicker. Okay. Tomorrow in Fahrenheit, it's going to be 38 degrees.
Okay.
Which is a big jump in temperature. That's a 38 degree increase.
So we are literally talking about the weather now.
Well, just the weather in Calgary anyway, so.
I think that does it for
us. I'm talking about the weather.
I think that does it for us tonight. What do you think?
Hey. Who said you could chime in? Okay? We're busy talking, me and Omega.
Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Jerk.
And? You want to continue?
Yeah, the Raw Post Show immediately following Raw.
You want to talk more about the traffic? You can talk more about traffic and the weather.
There's no traffic right now. The roads are full of snow. Nobody's driving anywhere.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? You positive about that one?
Yep. Anyway, Fortnite with friends.
Thursdays, Saturdays.
There you go. I don't know about you, but on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, I like to tune in to listen to another edition of the award-winning, multi-time winning The Rack Radio Show with the multi-time award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, The Rack will be live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
For a change, yeah. Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the guys who take responsibility for the demise of Bonnie and Clyde, CDB Radio.
Not only will we be live this Saturday night, midnight-ish, for CBRio Live, but CBRio Not So Live will be available on Wednesday afternoon, so you can hear all about All Elite Wrestling's full gear. Myself, the intern, and the jobber will talk all about full gear on CB Radio Not So Live. CBRioLive.com, WildTalkRadio.com.
Hey, don't we have to do a pay-per-view preview next Sunday?
Yeah, you guys will be previewing the Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, one of the big fours. Make sure you tune in. Play Pick'em with us. If we don't have anything else to talk about, that's all we're going to be talking about. If we have other things to talk about, then we'll talk about that too, maybe. Don't tell me what to do. That being said, follow me on my two Twitter accounts. You can find my fun, easygoing lighter side at Flames Forums. I talk sports, not just hockey, but there's hockey too. If you want to get political and, oh my God, am I ever political, follow me at my other Twitter account. It's called at Voicing Sanity. But, you know, Omega has a bigger internet presence than I do.
Yeah, I do. I try to keep myself busy online, and that includes over on Facebook, which is TJ Reviews. If you want to follow me anywhere else, you can generally find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the YouTube channel, that is the Twitter handle, and that is the website, TJOmega.net, for a bunch of exclusive stuff.
Which is exclusively exclusive. Mike's not here. He's taking the night off for personal reasons, but you can follow him at the WTR Oreo on Twitter. So do it and tell, you know, just get on Twitter and send him a tweet. Say, hey, Mike, how you doing? What else? Wild Sock Radio.
Oh, yeah. I got breaking news. We got breaking news. The Chopper's
breaking news.
Breaking news from the Chopper. The Cowboys lost.
Breaking news from the Chopper. Why is a Chopper giving us sports news? That's so stupid.
Because you said there's no traffic, so they had to do something.
Traffic news and weather together. This is all about the helicopter, traffic report.
So, yeah. So the Cowboys lost. So we're clear, the anyway. Cowboys lost. The Cowboys,
about,
Cowboys lost.
Losing. Yeah, the Calgary Stampeders are now finished for the season. Of course, my home team, CFL. Hometown CFL team, losing the Western semifinal to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Blue Bombers now go to the West final, take on Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Winner of that will face the winner of the Eastern final for the Grey Cup in 2 weeks' time.
Great. Also, the Falcons won today. They beat the Saints.
I take it the Eagles didn't play.
They didn't play, so it's best
okay.
I got.
So when was the last Eagles game?
Last Sunday.
Okay. Did you pay attention to the guy on defense named Alex Singleton?
No.
Well, do that next game. Anyway.
Sure. Follow me at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTR Live, Amazon Prime. Use it. It's free. Kurt, Shady Left, Ninja Left, we're still here. Subscribe to us. It's free with Twitch Prime. Also, use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. And Tim's like, who are these people he just mentioned? He don't know.
You don't know I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know I don't know.
I know you don't
know.
Can
we tell people to follow Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter? At Wild Talk Radio?
Say goodnight, Tim.
I guess we did. Everybody, have yourselves a good week. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.